With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Firefighters made progress Saturday against California's largest wildfire of the year ahead of expected thunderstorms. The possibility of thunderstorms with lightning and erratic winds could erode progress made over the past week. David Acuna, Battalion Chief for Communications at CAL FIRE, says there are currently 16 active wildfires over 10 acres, and there could be many smaller fires burning throughout California.
Are our firefighters tired? Yes, absolutely. They've been actively fighting wildfires since the end of May, and now here we are at the beginning of August, which traditionally is when the old term fire season, this is when fires would pick up. Now we refer to it as a fire year because we can literally have fires anywhere in California between January and December.
Also at SRNnews.com, National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says Hurricane Debbie will bring multiple hazards, dangerous winds, rain, storm surge, and flooding to northern Florida, then on to Georgia and South Carolina in the coming days.
We're expecting heavy rainfall resulting in considerable flooding impacts from the Florida Big Bend region through southeast Georgia and coastal plain of the Carolinas through Friday. And we could see potentially historic heavy rainfall amounts across southeast Georgia and South Carolina, resulting in possibly catastrophic flooding and significant river flooding through the week. There's the danger of life-threatening storm surge along the Florida Big Bend coast. We could are expecting to see 6 to 10 feet of inundation.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is already a multi-front war with Iran and its proxies, while the U.S. and its allies are preparing to defend Israel from an expected counterstrike and prevent an even more destructive regional conflict. Tensions have soared following nearly 10 months of war in Gaza and the killing last week of a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon and Hamas top political leader in Iran. Iran says its allies have blamed Israel and threatened retaliation. This is SRN News. Thousands of Good News clubs are gearing up for a new school year.
With students returning to the classroom soon, Child Evangelism Fellowship says it'll be offering Good News clubs in more than 3,300 locations across the United States. The after-school clubs teach biblical truths and present the gospel. CEF was founded 87 years ago and has been establishing Good News clubs around the world. Last year, the ministry reached more than 25 million children with the gospel. Jeremy House, SRN News.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association held a weekend summit for Spanish-speaking pastors and church leaders in Denver. The bilingual events are intended to foster unity among local leaders and encourage them in their gospel-sharing mission. Ministry officials say it's a pivotal time for evangelical outreach as the Hispanic population continues to grow and gain prominence. Two more conferences will be held later in the year. This is SRN News. A top Jordanian official is heading to Iran as tensions rise in the Middle East.
The visit by Jordan's Foreign Minister Ayman Safadi, the first senior official visit in 20 years, comes as the U.S. and its Arab allies try to prevent a regional conflict. Israel killed a senior Hezbollah commander in an airstrike on Beirut recently. A day later, Hamas's top political leader was killed in an explosion in Tehran. Both attacks were widely blamed on Israel, which has acknowledged killing the Hezbollah commander. Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas have vowed to avenge the killings. Jordan, which borders Israel to the east, would likely be in the path of any Iranian retaliatory strike. I'm Karen Chamas.
An update on Hurricane Debbie. The storm is slowly moving across the northern part of Florida, and the National Weather Service and the National Hurricane Center says it's located about 40 miles west of Cedar Key, Florida, maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour. News and more at srnnews.com.